Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio, 105.7 The Fan.
Who drives it out to left field. Carlson won't have a chance on this one. It's going to the seats. That is sucked out to deep left field. Carlson watches it go three rows deep. Byron Buxton with his second big blast in this game. Holiday lobs one in the air towards Castro. He's underneath it to finish the ball game. The power from the Twins driving them to a 9-1 win to start the series against the Orioles tonight.
That's the story. Yeah, we got nothing going offensively. That kid just had one bad inning. Misfired on a couple pitches. Gave us six innings. We just pretty empty offensively.
You know, I'm not easy on myself. So to have five innings that were really good like they were, and to have one inning like that where, you know, essentially makes it a different game, something I got to look at and get consistent with what those other five innings look like.
Cade Povich, you're the least of the Orioles' problems right now. We had that one bad inning, which turned out to be very problematic for the Orioles in their quest for victory. But the offense, we'll get to that in a second. I'm going to be running hot. Can I run hot?
Start the show? Yeah,
can I run hot?
Stuck in traffic.
Can I run hot to start the show? Remember 2 years ago when Falls Road was a cluster bleep?
Oh, yes. And it still is effed up.
Well, we got a little break for a while there.
Yes.
But the last 2 days have been absolute, if I could cuss, I'd be going bananas right now. It took me, and I ain't lying, because I don't lie anyway, 19 minutes to get from Old Court through Old Pimlico, which in and of itself is now a disaster, to here. 19 minutes. I sat at Old Pimlico Light four times. And I'm sitting there going, well, this sucks. And I'm not mad per se at the guys working or ladies. They're just doing their jobs. But I'm like, there's nobody coming the other way either. Nobody's moving. And then all of a sudden it flows a little bit. Then I get to get in here. So I'm running hot. I got to go to the bathroom. Haven't even got my coffee yet. Then we got to start talking about the Orioles who suck. But geez Louise, is there a stretch of road in this bleeping state and in this general vicinity of the Baltimore metropolitan area where there's no road work? And my problem is, and it always will be, and I just turned 60 years old a couple months ago, It never ends. It's never over. So what exactly are you doing to these roads to make our commute easier? It's never easier. It gets harder. Oh, we're done at Route 40. Now we're going to work our way up to Liberty Road. Now we're going to Reisterstown Road. Hey, look out, 83 in Greenspring. We're coming to get you. And then you're going the other way. It's the same thing. We're going to 95. Oh, you're comfortable now, Bob, because you got up 695. On to 97. Oh, go bleep yourself. We got road work on 97 now. Now I'm finally off 97. Oh, I'm on 100. Oh, nope, nope. 100, we're changing the lanes. There's a broken down guard railing. So that's it. Seriously, when does it end? You live in Falston, you got to go up 95, which will...
Oh, my God.
If I was like all the cones up there, I'd be losing my mind.
The only thing they got going to Falston now, Bob, is the express lane is open to Falston.
Oh, my God. And then, unfortunately, because of the Key Bridge tragedies, what that was, totally screwed stuff up. It's like, when can you do it? You can't even drive down your own street without dealing with some... All right, Nolan, what's going on? Because I'm about to get us FCC violated here.
Right. Well, I'm glad I didn't hit what you hit this morning.
Oh, it was brutal.
But leaving today, we'll all hit it. I know that because they won't be done by the time
they're it's going. If Clarkview Road, if you've never been here, you go down the hill, Earthwood and Fire is right on your right.
Yeah.
Then you got the new Duncan and Princeton Sports, which is closed. If you turn right to go to Mount Washington Tavern, nope. You turn left to go where I go, or we all go turn left. Nope. It's just, what the?
And keep in mind, the 2 years or the year gap between the construction work, the road was just all patchwork.
Sure.
So it's completely, I mean, my car's suspension is probably totally
and they're going to still, whenever they get done, you're still going to have to repave the roads.
Yeah.
I hope that's what they're doing.
They're ruining our cars.
Oh, my God.
It's like bumpity bumpity bump, man.
Whoever decides this, and I don't know if it's a necessity, because we all talk about infrastructures and all this nonsense. It's not nonsense, but F you. Get one area done, then move on to the next. So, you know, let's do it incrementally instead of making the entire... And 695, what's going on there? And what were we talking... Oh, the Orioles. Mm. Oh, let's get on to a more positive thing. They lost 9-1. And Cade Povich, okay, you went 6 innings. Got clobbered. That thing that Carlos Correa hit, to borrow a line from Bull Durham, should have had a stewardess on it. That thing was flying so far. But the offense, they stink. 1-for-6 runners in scoring position, and that was Ryan Mountcastle, who kind of wears out the Twins. But other than that, 17 strikeouts as a team. They struck out 17 times. Lopez got him 11.
Yeah, what was 7-3? I mean, batters 1, 2, and 3, KKK.
Yeah, like Mayo's first K, that was inside and probably a little on the low side. But the other, it's Kobe Mayo, 0 for 8, 5 Ks since he's been called up.
2 errors.
Last night did not look like Brooks Robinson or Mike Schmidt or anyone that's ever held a glove and played third base before. That was pretty brutal. Jackson Holliday got a hit because he's kind of zoning in a little bit. But other than that, it was brutal. It's a debacle. And as we sit here on May the 7th, they're hard to watch. Because unless you're a fan of the other team scoring a lot of runs, the Orioles aren't really doing you any favors. And they're shaky defensively. And I don't want to start pushing panic buttons, but the sample size is well over 100 games going back to last year. Adley Rutschman with the bleep. Seriously, what's going on here? Where's the Adley of 30 doubles in the OPS over 8? Now we're seeing a guy he has 4 doubles and 4 homers for the season. That's 8 extra base hits. His slugging percentage should be his batting average. And remember, 2 of those homers were on opening day. And I know Kowser's hurt and Westberg's hurt and O'Neill's. I get all that. I get all of it. Would you still have enough in the lineup every day to compete? At least compete. They don't compete. They got shut out Saturday. They scored three Friday because they had a great performance from Kramer. Yeah, they scored six with four homers, solo homers, on Sunday, but we'll run for 10 runners in scoring position. Why aren't they competing offensively? And we've been asking this question for a while. I think it's kind of real. This is who they are. They stink. Anyone, please jump in.
It's real.
I need coffee.
He said, I want to hit the panic button. Yeah. I think we blew past that about a week ago. And it's not just the offense. Again, it's the pitching. All right, Cade Povich, again, the bad inning, still goes six, whatever, but the bullpen. You see CNL Perez trotting out there. All right, here we go. You know what's coming. You got Charlie Morton on the mound tonight. We know what's coming. And you said it
so
perfectly.
The Twins. Yeah.
This team is hard to watch right now. I'm dreading watching the game tonight. When the clock strikes 7:40 tonight, I'm going to let out a groan, a sigh. Oh, my God. I got to turn on my TV here and watch Charlie Morton pitch again. I'm calling for change today. I mean, I've been flirting with it. I've been teetering on it for the past week or so. It's time for change, man. I mean, because if you don't do anything, whether it's DFAing a player, making a change at hitting coach, making a change at manager, if you don't do something, the message you're sending is, we're fine with this.
Now, with manager, you could fire, hire, and reincarnate Joe McCarthy. That's changing. Not changing anything. Right. They just changed hitting coaches, right?
Yeah.
In the offseason.
After the season.
Yeah. So, I mean, are we 6 weeks into the year, we're ready to kind of these guys?
Well, if you
Texas,
I'm saying no changes.
Yeah, they won last night. Yeah.
If you don't make any changes, I know what the result's going to be. It's going to be exactly what we've been watching for the past month plus. That's what, if you make a change, something could happen.
Right.
You have to try.
I would say this, Nolan. How about wait, five more games are on a road trip? See, because they're playing crap. I mean, they're playing teams.
Four straight teams with losing records.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this, and I don't change. I get it. You're running hot. But I don't think it changes anything with the dynamic of the team.
Yeah.
They're just not playing well. Most of the players, Mullins, O'Hearn, Holidays, and Gunner, and if I'm forgetting someone, I apologize. But for the most part, everyone else is just kind of, eh. Why is Jorge Mateo on the team? You want to talk about change?
Mm-hmm.
Not to blame him for the woes, but taking him space. Doesn't play. And when he does, he doesn't do anything. And this is nothing personal against him. It's not personal, Sonny. It's business. Tom Hagen and Sonny Corleone, Godfather 1. Business says at least get somebody on the roster that could maybe contribute. I think we know that Mateo might not even play in the series. It's all righties. Change means nothing. They're just not good right now.
I mean,
the
look
personnel
at
is what it is.
Kerstad and Mayo. I mean, what, they have six strikeouts between the two of them? You know, I mean, oof.
Yeah. And Mayo, look, Holiday looked overmatched.
Yes,
and
did.
We've seen early now he looks like he belongs. But, I mean, Kerstad kind of showed what he could do even 2 years ago when he made the playoff roster. Mayo's like, what? Where was all of this? And I've never saw him play at Norfolk, so I'm not going to sit here and lie. Wow, Zach Sevilla was, but he was hitting 450 home runs. Even in spring training, we'd get an extended at bats. Where was the thump? Where's all this pop we keep hearing about? Has he hit anything hard during his limited at bats at the major league level?
He hit one foul.
Oh, nice. Great. Gave a souvenir to a kid. But I don't know. I mean, I don't want to pick on him, but Gunnar Henderson, you saw it from day one. Adley Rutschman, you saw it from day one, even though we're not seeing it much. Like Westberg, you knew they were ballplayers just by first glance. These other guys, Steve Molesky said it perfectly. Westberg, Henderson, Rutschman helped them get to the playoffs. The next wave of guys, the Holidays, the Kowser contributed last year, of course, and the Mayos and the ones we've been talking about, not so much.
Mm-hmm.
Those next wave of guys aren't really, they're just waving bye to the pitcher as they walk back to the dugout.
I think it's about sending a message, not just to the fan, to the team, right? Because the players, again, they're going out there every single day. They're getting their brains beat in. There's no energy. There's no life. And all right, Cedric Mullins called a players-only meeting a couple weeks ago. Great. That's fine. It didn't do anything. It helped them beat the Yankees. It helped them win the series. And the game they lost, guess what? They got blown out. So it is what it is. Like, I'll agree with you to some extent that their problems run deeper than just one or two people. But to continue to say that this is fine, we'll get out of it, let's just keep trying, we'll go get them tomorrow, guys. Like, I just think it's sending the wrong message in the clubhouse. And I don't care if the players have Brandon Hyde's back. It's time. Rattle some cages, shake them some things up. It's time.
Okay, give us the move you'd make.
Fire Brandon Hyde.
There you go. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. It's Woman Crush Wednesday. Nolan McGraw, he's running hot, at least for Nolan standards. You want to get in, you agree? Time to shake it up. I mean, are the Orioles just what they are? I mean, they're a bad team. They're banged up to one level. Charlie Morton starting today because they have nothing else to throw. Literally. Looks like there's a pretty significant trade in the NFL happening today between Pittsburgh and Dallas. We'll get into that. More fallout, of course, from Justin Tucker getting released. And the Capitals.
They were as bad as the Orioles
last night. Yeah, and that's not good.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton. The real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Plotsport text line at 410-583-1057. Before we get back to crapping on the Orioles, and appropriately so, by the way, Cowboys trading for George Pickens? Tells all that about it.
Well, Jerry had said, what, about a month ago that beware he would be, you know, trading people. And I guess they... The only thing is, I mean, they're giving up a 3 and something, and then they're getting back like a 7 or something. But if you're trading for him, you got to figure you're going to pay him. Otherwise, you're just going to get a more disgruntled dude, you know, and he can be a pain in the ass. I mean, if he was a great guy and everything, you think Pittsburgh would give him up? Look at what Cincinnati did. I mean, they paid both their guys. San Fran paid both their guys. I mean, Pickens is a headache, and now the headache's going to Dallas, and we'll see, you know, if he's happy with money. But you know he's going to explode sometime during game. You know, if he's not getting the ball, he's going to be pissed or whatever. So I kind of wish he was still in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, and look, he's a talented guy.
No doubt.
As we know. But
tall, long, yeah.
So from a football standpoint, what does he add to Dak Prescott in this camp, assuming that he's happy and content in his role and understands you're Robin to CeeDee Lamb's Batman.
Yeah. And, well, the thing about it is, Bob, like CeeDee Lamb's fast, explosive, good route runner, and Pickens can run good routes and stuff, deep balls. You know, he's good on the sideline, good on the back shoulder throws, and he's good run after the catch. But it's just, can he control his emotions? And the other thing that he'll add, I mean, when Dak Prescott had his best year, they had Cooper. You know, they had another receiver. Now they're adding the other receiver. So, I mean, Dallas, Bob, I mean, they took the guard, you know, in the draft, got a running back, got Pickens. I mean, if it all works, they're going to be better.
Sure.
Because it'll make the quarterback better, which you're paying $60 million a year, which you want to do anyhow.
Yeah, and you look at that division, too, and Jerry understands. The Philly Super Bowl champs, been to two of the last three Super Bowls.
Mm-hmm.
Washington made the championship game. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're kind of falling behind here as the Giants are still in whatever phase of their rebuild.
Yeah, and I think the thing that you realize in that division is you got to score points. Got to score points because Washington scores points. Philly scores points, so you better score points.
So Ravens, the Justin Tucker fallout, I guess, is still there. It's made national news for the wording, the way that the Ravens phrased the dismissal. And some are offended, Vinny, by the fact that the Ravens didn't mention, they couldn't mention the allegations
no.
and address victims because
legality
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it, for them, it's a football decision.
Yes, financially, football decision, because, you know, yeah, they don't want the fallback of all, you know, grievances and all those kind of things. So they did the right thing, the smart thing. And Bob, they talked to the NFL. I promise you, they talked to the NFL. How do we got to word it? What do we got to do? And I'm sure that Chad Steele probably talked to, or maybe even Eric talked to the league prior to Harb's talking, just what he can. All right, John, here's what you can say. Here's what you got to say. Here's what you can't say. Because Harb's didn't look comfortable talking about it on Sunday.
Later in the show, news from the nest. As a matter of fact, we'll look at the Ravens roster, now minus Justin Tucker, see what the needs are as we get to the new round of free agency. And, you know, schedule comes out a week from today.
Mm-hmm.
So we're getting there, everybody. You got OTAs coming up in a couple of weeks. But where are the Ravens' weaknesses? No, there's no perfect football machine. Ravens are strong. Where do they need to upgrade? We'll look at the positional rankings here later. Orioles stink. 8 games under 500 for the first time since July of 22. That team, however, won on a 10-game winning streak and got itself into playoff contention in late August. I don't see this happening with this year's team.
I don't see how they can go on a streak just because they don't have pitching or runners in scoring position hitting to score runs, and the pitchers give up runs, so it's a bad combo.
They haven't won 3 in a row, much less 10 in a row. Let's get out to the phones. Kenny in Baltimore. Kenny, thanks for holding your own with Vinny Haney and Nolan McGraw.
Yeah, Bob, before we go to the Orioles, the roads, 10 years strong, the whole East Coast, not going to get out of it. I drive on 695 every day. In the morning, it's 45 miles an hour. Since them 6 people got killed, they done went crazy.
Right.
And Baltimore City streets, you can't drive through none of them. They done dug them all up and won't fix them.
They got those, like, pull-in head the bike lanes, and I don't drive through the city that much anymore, Kenny, but I went down Cathedral Street, and I worked at the Press Elephant. I lived in Mount Vernon. I'm like, what the hell's going on? How am I supposed to get my car through this? Anyway, you're right. Sorry about that.
Look the way they park.
Yeah,
now,
I know. There's
with the Orioles, do you think we can stay above water before the trade deadline? And plus, this year, they should be giving us some prospects if they know they're in trouble. Because I'm looking at a lot. If they don't do anything, they're going to lose their job anyway. So I'm thinking they need to put it together. Grayson got to go and some other things. I'm gone.
All right, Kenny, thanks for the call. I mean, can they tread water? I mean, look at the standings real quick yet again. Let's see here. They're in last place. They're 6 games out. I mean, if the Yankees were what the Orioles were a year ago at this time, the Orioles would be 10 games out of first place. But they're in this day and age. I mean, that AL Central's looking pretty strong. They got three teams at least five games over 500. The Twins have won three in a row, 6 of 10. I don't see it. I just don't see it.
Bob, let me ask you this. If the trade deadline were today and you were selling, what do you sell?
I sell Cedric, I sell Eflin, and I sell Mountcastle if there are any buyers. What do you think, Noel? And by the way, if this is the case a month from now, June 7th, and we're still here, that might be a reality because Eflin's probably going to be pitching this weekend in Anaheim.
Right. I was thinking about that a little bit earlier this morning. Like, if it got to that point, who would realistically be sold? And Cedric's name immediately comes to the top of the list. I wouldn't rule out Mountcastle either. Probably be dependent on how well he's playing towards the deadline because he still has the extra year.
Sure.
But pitching, you mentioned Eflin. I'd be a little hesitant to do that. Him and Sagano, for that matter, both on expiring contracts, but I'd be trying to get them back if I could. But I don't see that as... Well, I mean, somebody's got to pitch next year.
I know what you're saying.
So,
look, one of them's got
to
go.
If they're not going to sign anybody, well, then we're just going to go right back to 2018 again. I mean, it can't be a full-scale teardown. You got to pick and choose somewhere.
Yeah, because you're not in a rebuild.
No.
This is a year you are expected to contend for the championship, but it's not going according to plan. So you might just have to... What did they say? You might have to flush this season and then look to next year a little bit when you're healthier. Because O'Neill's got a 3-year deal with an opt-out, player opt-out, but there's no way in hell, you know, he'd hit free agency again with the Orioles giving him $60 million. So a month from now, they're sitting where they are, last place. I don't know what Mountcastle's trade value is. And you're trading Mountcastle on the assumption that Mayo replaces him.
Ew.
Are we buying that? Basayo went deep last night, by the way, down on the farm. I mean, we're not trading Adley Rutschman now, are we? We going there?
Still too soon for that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean.
But when you.
I think we're pumping the brakes on contract extension with that, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. But if you're trading these guys. What are you trying to get?
At least
you got young prospects.
You want to replenish maybe more major league ready sort of prospect guys. But then again, is Eflin going to flip you a guy that's going to be in your rotation next year?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a quandary there for Mike Elias. But then again, if you're going to suck, you get past the trade deadline and they're still here and you finish 10 games under 500, you get Bubkis for them in the offseason.
I'll go full catastrophe on you here for a second. Worst possible case scenario. The Orioles are even worse than they are right now for the next couple months. They're definitely sellers at the deadline. Mike Elias now legitimately on the hot seat. We'll say this in the hypothetical.
Okay.
Go along with me. Do you want him being the one to sell when he's not even going to be the one that's here long term? Again, hypothetically.
Oh, wow.
Now we're getting into like the end of the Duquette era when he was selling off in 2018.
I think, Nolan, I hear you working. That's full catastrophe. That's an unrealistic scenario.
I hope you're right.
They're not firing Mike Elias, even if they lose 95 games, or Brandon Hyde. Next year, however, because now Rubenstein said he's another year older, 2 years now into his ownership. I won a World Series. I'm 75, 76, whatever he is. Mm-hmm. I want to win. So he's going to open the checkbook. Now it's Mike Elias, instead of being cagey and clever, bringing in these prospects and the waiver wire things that have panned out. By the way, why did we get rid of Danny Colom again? And we'll get into that later. But now it's like, okay, now I'm giving you an open checkbook. Make this team better and build around these young prospects of Holiday, Kowser, Gunner, who's still a stud, and Adley Rutschman, whose star may be fading. It's funny, a year ago, he was the best catcher in baseball. Right now, he's not even the best catcher in his own division. Austin Wells, maybe that guy. All right, we'll come back at your calls, get in all of that good stuff. We'll talk to Sean Devaney about the NBA playoffs. Hey, Cleveland. All right, I guess you don't like being a number one seed. Donovan Mitchell usually can't get out of the semifinal round. Whip around 11:15, and then Cordell Woodland will be joining us. Talk some Ravens with him as things have gone not haywire in Baltimore, but the Ravens taking some hits for getting rid of Justin Tucker, which was a move we anticipated would happen.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant. Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Happen anyway.
Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan.
It's like I told you. Well, the Crush Wednesday. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, other side of the glass. Talk NBA playoffs, Sean Devaney from Heavy.com, top of the hour, whip around LM15, Caps.
It was embarrassing last night. I mean, they should have lost 5-6-1.
Coming off a tough series with Montreal, but we'll get into that. Edmonton wins as well, and with other Stanley Cup stuff. Cordell Woodland will be joining us. 11:30, talk Ravens with him, get his thoughts on the Orioles, because he's down at Camden Yards all the time, but let's get out to the phones, enough of this. Go to Dave in Pikesville. Dave, thanks for holding. Let her rip.
Good to listen to you. I just got a couple quick comments. First, I would tell you, I spent about $250 to take the family out to Oriole Park a couple times in the last few weeks, and I got to tell you, you talk about firing a manager and all this kind of stuff and getting in new players. There's something the manager can do real fast, which would make me like him a lot better, and that's pull a guy when he doesn't run out the ball to first base. I am tired of watching a lack of hustle from these guys, these pampered millionaires. They can't run out a ball to first base. They forget how many outs there are. I'm sorry. That's all managing. I can't control Brandon Hyde when, there's a pitcher who doesn't know how to throw a strike or when there's a hitter who's in a slump. That stuff happens. But I promise you, if he pulled out one of his guys because he didn't run out of ground ball, the whole team would be hustling from that point on. And I'm just tired of it. As far as one quick point about the Ravens and the Orioles, I'll tell you, I think they said it all about 8 years ago when the Ravens came out and they said the same thing they said every year. The goal of the Ravens organization is to go to and win Super Bowls. The Orioles came out and said the goal of the Orioles organization is to be competitive. And that's all you need to know.
All right, Dave. Dave letting her rip. And he's right. Hey, if Joe Blow's not hustling out of the box, pay the price. Hey, Brian Snicker, how many times has he yanked old Acuna out of a game for not hustling when he was healthy in Atlanta? And he even made that kind of comment when last week Acuna's coming back convalescing from another injury. Like, hey, this guy wasn't hustling, and You know, he got a talking to. He
pulls Jared Kelnick.
Jared Kelnick. He pulls me out of the game. Very, very interesting. All right, let's get back to the phones. Scott in Annapolis. Scott, what's up?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
So, how you doing?
Good, man. So the thing is, like, just like the last call you said, like you think about it, if I'm a position player in the Orioles, and my organization in all season isn't re-signing one of the best pitchers in baseball, and I see all these things going on, why? The two things. I mean, they're going to do two things: get frustrated and get in my head and not perform well, or I'm going to say, I don't care just as much as you do. I don't want to get hurt. You're going to get 75% of my ability, and I'm going to, you know, jog to first base. And I think that's what we're seeing here. I think it's a little bit of both. And I kind of understand as a player. I wouldn't want to resign or play in a city that doesn't really care, it seems, about winning the World Series. We care about contending and bringing fans to the ballpark, but we don't want to spend that extra money or go that hill to really go to a World Series. And it's kind of, it's sad. So thanks for my call.
All right, Scott.
I would say it's not the owner's. The owner seems like he's willing to do whatever.
He's been a year on the job.
Yeah.
It's not like he's owned the team for 10 years.
Right.
It's been a year. And they did try to make Corbin Burns the highest paid starting pitcher in the history of baseball, something the previous ownership group would have never attempted to do. But you mean to tell me 23-year-old Gunnar Henderson's going to half-ass because Corbin Burns is now pitching in Arizona?
No.
Or 27-year-old Adley's going to half-ass? Or Kobe Mayo's trying to prove? Or Cedric Mullins playing for a contract? Sooner or later, you got to play for yourself.
Yeah, like Hyder said that one game when they were way down. Take selfish at bats.
Yeah. Play for yourself.
Yeah.
Get your stats. Because if other teams see you half-assing, and by the way, the Orioles have had three straight winning seasons and made the playoffs 2 years in a row. So it's not like they've been just trying to compete. They're trying to win the World Series. They've made bad decisions, not cheap decisions. They increased payroll more than any team in baseball this offseason.
Plus,
they just didn't do it wisely, obviously.
Right. The thing that Elias has got to do, Bob, too, is I mean, he looks at this year, and he talks about it on the morning show when they were on a couple days ago. But, I mean, he's responsible for this year. But then you got to worry about, okay, if I pay this now, I got Rutschman, Gunner. I got a lot of money coming out in a couple. So you got to look at the big picture, too. You just can't.
No salary cap in baseball. I'm buying it. You got to pay your luxury tax. Now, you can't go full on Dodgers.
No.
Or Yankees. But you can get middle of the pack. And the Orioles have been in the bottom part of payroll for a long, long time. You can get middle of the pack. They've lived that high rent district before. Hell, Angelos, they were number one in payroll 2 years in a row. You're willing to spend and compete. I mean, you might choices, as you like to say, when it comes to football, where there is a salary cap. But, hey, do I want to give Gunner 500 mil?
Six,
whatever. Yeah, Jeff Pat, whatever. I mean, Adley's kind of played himself down in maybe a 180 district, right? Or am I wrong there?
Right. Well, I'll say this. You're right, of the luxury tax and everything. There's no real penalty for excessive spending in baseball.
But you have to spend a certain amount now. It's kind of the...
Which is good.
Yeah,
but I'm sure every team's got a budget.
Yes, in theory. But the penalty, the luxury tax that we're talking about, that's a slap on the wrist for billionaires who own these teams. Again, Rubenstein and this group that took over here trumps what Angelos was worth tenfold.
Mm-hmm.
So there again, the old ownership wasn't allowed to cry poor because it was ridiculous then. Now, I'm not saying it's happening because I'm with you. He's only a year on the job. But if down the road we start hearing the same things, it's even more ludicrous.
There's been no implication that he's crying poor.
I'm with you.
If anything, he's like, he's deferring to Elias. And if Elias keeps bargain shopping,
right,
sooner or later, Rubenstein's like, you do what I tell you to do, and I want Joe Blow, then that could lead to a whole different can of worms of a guy who doesn't know anything about baseball, who he admitted he doesn't, trying to dictate to a guy who does.
He's got a partner that knows baseball.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
He's going to tell Elias.
That guy.
Now, you know what? You may like shopping at Macy's, but I prefer to go to like Gucci or something, you know?
Well, whatever. Right now, we're at Aldi's. And by the way, Aldi's rules. It's Vinny at 8105. The fake. Get your phone calls when we come back. Sean Devaney talks NBA playoffs. Cleveland Cavaliers, you're up 7 with 40 seconds left. How do you lose a game? Sean will talk about it. Orioles winless. They've lost 3 in a row. Last place, AL East. 8 games below 500 for the first time since July of 2022. That team wound up with a winning record. Actually was in playoff contention into September. Had a 10-game winning streak that kind of helped their cause. I don't see this team winning. They haven't won 3 in a row this year. So that's not even a winning streak. But they've lost 3 straight. And Nolan, you remember a caller when Ryan was here said, Bob, if it's not a winning streak till it's 4, it's not a losing streak till it's 4. So the Orioles have lost 3 in a row.
Fair is fair.
Fair is fair. So something tells me that there might be a losing streak in our future with Charlie Morton pitching tonight. But enough of that. Let's get out to the phones. Corey of Baltimore. Corey, thanks for holding. What's up?
Hey, I was just wanted to talk to you guys when you was talking about the trade scenarios of the deadline if the Orioles are selling.
Yeah.
I'm selling Eflin. I'd rather keep Sagano because he's cheaper. He's probably going to be cheaper. I'm going to see if I can get rid of Adley while he's still got some years left and sell high on him because I got Sam in the minors and Cedric and Mountcastle and just go ahead and rebuild the farm system and build for tomorrow and today all at the same time.
Corey, I hear you. And Adley, I'm not getting rid of him yet. I mean, there's too much of a track record of success to just dismiss him after a pretty rough stretch that dates back to last year. Sagano, though, man, you made a commitment to him. He might get up. Remember when the Orioles traded Koji to Texas for Chris Davis and Tommy Hunter? Turned out to be a brilliant trade for Baltimore. He was crying. He was devastated. Never got over it. Sagano, maybe that loyalty thing coming over from Japan might shake him up. But Eflin, hell yeah. I'd get rid of him in a heartbeat. Not because I don't like Zach Eflin, but he's an expiring contract. Same with Cedric. Yeah, I hear you. Other than Adley, I'm down with everything you're saying there, Corey.
And Eflin, and plus Eflin's probably going to be even more expensive than Sagano. So that's why I'm like, and they pretty much given the same production or should by the time Eflin comes back and Sagano stays on track. So keep Sagano, trade Eflin, and build the farm system back up.
Yeah, build it up a little bit. Thanks, Corey. But, you know, keep in mind, as I said earlier, all right, you're washing this year.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to win next year. This isn't 2009 or 21 into 22 when, hey, we got good all of a sudden. No, now you're trying to build. This year's been a debacle. So you're just going, all right, we're done. But next year we got to get back into it. Money's going to be part of it. And Sagano's free agent after the year, too. He's on a one-year deal. So there are no guarantees. He might want a sticker. Say he performs well. Then all of a sudden the Dodgers come creeping around. We'll give you $20 million. Maybe we'll give you a couple years on top of that. Make it $40 million. Bye-bye crab cakes, if you know what I'm saying.
So Zach Eflin, when he signed with Tampa Bay a couple of years ago, it was for 3 years, $40
million. Yep.
Now this year's the big one. First 2 years were $11 million. This one's $18 million. I mean, how much higher could it go on his next deal? And is that out of the Orioles' price range? I don't think that he's exactly priced out of their range. He should be exactly the type of contract they should be targeting.
But to the point, would you be looking to move him if this year's a wash? Or even if you're checking out, say, all right, Eflin, we'll extend you because when we get Brayson back or Bradish and all these guys and insert unknown starting pitcher here, you'll be part of our rotation. You want to go there? Same with Cedric then, if you want to think like that.
Well, if I'm trading him, like you said earlier, I need another pitcher coming back. I'm not trading him for, even if it's a good position player. That's just not on the table right
now.
Well,
the thing is, if you trade an Eflin, and we were talking, because Bob, you've mentioned it a million times, you know, like if the Orioles, this is when the Orioles were doing a little better, that, all right, everybody needs pitching. So if everybody needs pitching, you're going to get value.
Good point.
You know, I mean, so you're going to get a lot of value.
Hey, Buehler just went down in Boston. Giolito pitched last night. He got pounded, and he's been getting rocked since his return from another injury.
I mean, they might be getting offers they can't refuse.
No doubt.
That sort of thing, too.
Yeah. No, and you're not wrong. And you could always circle back. You trade him, go somewhere else, still pitches well. Uh-huh. He becomes a free agent. You could get him back then.
And let's not forget, in the bullpen, Soto, Dominguez, they're all free agents after this season. Why we get rid of Danley Coulomb again? We'll talk about that with Jim Hunter later in the show. When we come back, however, talk NBA playoffs, Sean Devaney, heavy.com. Cleveland, what the hell, man? Number one seed, you lost two at home. You totally choked last night. Got the Knicks trying to go up in a big way against Boston, who choked a 20-point lead away in game one. Whip around the Caps. Game one at home. Knew it was going to be a tough series, but I didn't see any of it, but they laid an egg. Is that what we're saying?
Yes.
We'll get into that and more. And then Cordell talks Ravens and Orioles. Cordell Woolen, that is, at 11:30.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.